Point of order, Mr. Chair. Just want the opportunity to be recorded with the affirmative on item number 13.
Okay. So ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Item number 24 from the Director, Office of Performance, Strategy and Budget, Department of Administrative Services, submitting a 2013 appropriation transfer packet for the March 2014 cycle.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, there are three fund transfers for 2013. This will be the last month you see fund transfers for that year. One of them is to clean up some expenditures and revenues for various services in courts, pretrial services. And then there are two interdepartmental fund transfers to move the budget for cross charges from the House of Correction to the Office of the Sheriff, that being for risk management charges and charges related to the training academy, sort of a cleanup of the split out of the sheriff's office.
The only question I had, which came up from today, would be that, for instance, if Supervisor Jurczyk wanted to get a hire a consulting expert on transit and we wanted to use the 2013 contingency fund, are we still able to do that? You said this is the last one, but is there some ordinance requirement that this is the last one, or are you just saying this is the last one?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, basically due to the timing of the closing of fiscal year 2013, this is the last one so that we can sort of wrap up the books on 2013. I don't believe there's any ordinance on the timing of that and the ability to use funds from 2013. I would defer to the Comptroller's Office on how that would be done.
Mr. Manske, do you have any thoughts on that?
Problem would be is that generally you would need a contract, a professional service contract, in order to enter into that. And we close that process for carrying those items over around January 17th. But you would need to have an approved contract, and then you'd have to have the budget authority for that contract carry it over. I'm kind of thinking that it's too late to come out of 13.
Well, maybe you could give that some thought. Yeah,
well,
this might be
we may have to look in the Department of Transportation.
Somewhere where there's a will, there's a way. I mean, I think potentially. I don't know. It's just a thought. She was looking at that option, and part of the barrier to that would be how would we pay for someone if we did that. So. We didn't give it all to the fire, did we?
I hope the Department of Transportation has some funds laying around.
Okay, any... excuse me?
You certainly did.
I did not. No, I did not. any other comments on this fund transfer packet?
Maybe some little volunteer to do it.
Mr. Chairman, I move to adopt file number 1477.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Just one question.
Go ahead.
What? And I just lost that place. On the sheriff's looking for the
from the health care.
It's like $150,000. Yeah, 4038, Administrative Services, $149,877. I guess it's Unit 9757.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us an explanation what that is?
Sure. Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, that is a cross charge that the Office of the Sheriff spreads out to low organization or program areas within the office to account for the administrative costs so that the budget, if you will, the expenditure budget for any given area, 4038 is the jail. So you would see $149,000 of cross charges reflecting the cost of administering the sheriff's office, which is a budget in 4002, which is their administrative group, if you will. So in the 2013 adopted budget, when the two facilities were split, the cross charges from the Office of the Sheriff Some of them stayed with orgs that were then subsequently moved to the House of Correction. And so this is bringing those cross charges back from the House of Correction into the Office of the Sheriff so that they're all only charging the sheriff and not the House of the Correction. And it's the same way with the risk charges. Those charges all belong to the Office of the Sheriff. They were left in the HOC budget. They need to be brought back.
I know the county exec signs off on other departments, but since we have an elected sheriff, who actually signs off on this or provides the oversight? Is that your office?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, as far as the administrative services, that is put in the request of the sheriff's budget. They spread those charges out based on their methodology. Risk management, those charges are determined by our actuary, and they base it primarily on past experience, number of employees, things like that. And so they'll say this org should get that much cross charge and things like that.
So who's providing the oversight?
Well, as far as
the sheriff gets to say what he wants.
Basically, when it comes to internal cross charges for management, it's generally we leave it up to the department. They allocate it based on a methodology that makes sense for them. Sometimes it's based on a share of expenditures. Sometimes it's on a share of FTEs. As long as it's fairly consistent, we'll allow it. It's done in several departments. In the case of the Office of the Sheriff, for instance, he wants to charge a share of his administrative costs to the airport so that we can realize those outside revenues to help pay for managing that function. And as far as the risk management charges, we generally leave that up to the risk management division to tell us which costs belong where, and they work through their actuary for that.
Okay, anything further? And we had a motion to approve these.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item number 24 for adoption prevails.